Next, we get a close look at the scene of the deadliest insurgent attack in Iraq. 7 weeks later, survivors there complain they're getting little help to rebuild their lives. On August 14th, four suicide bombers driving trucks filled with explosives attacked two villages in northwest Iraq. They killed 310 people and wounded 700 more. The targets were Kurds from the Yazidi religious sect, which Iraqi insurgent groups have vowed to wipe out. NPR's Ivan Watson is one of the few Western reporters to visit the area since the attack.
In the devastated Yazidi village of Tel Azer, a crude mannequin serves as a haunting reminder of the massacre here. A toddler's t-shirt and small hood hang on a wooden frame, erected in the ruins of one of the 800 homes that were flattened by the four truck bombs. A few miles away, on a street that looks like it got hit by an earthquake, a woman named Jorge Suleiman squats in the dirt and, with a hammer, pounds at the rubble of her house. "We're homeless," she mumbles. "Everything's gone, nothing's left." Jorge and the other survivors are still reeling from the attack. Aid is only slowly trickling in part because the victims live in an isolated, Kurdish-controlled enclave near the desert town of Sinjar. It's surrounded by Arab districts where Iraq's insurgents hold sway. The safest way for Kurdish or Iraqi government convoys to get here is by a long road that's often just a stone's throw away from the border with Syria. We're racing down a road that runs parallel to the Syrian border in a five-car convoy led by Kurdish gunmen in a pickup truck who are waving traffic off the road. Our Kurdish guards are nervous here. They have their fingers on the trigger because they're afraid of being targeted by roadside bombs or by some kind of an insurgent ambush. On the journey in, a Kurdish guard named Khalif Seder pointed out craters and a burned-out car from previous roadside bombs. He cocked his gun and aimed it out the window when the convoy entered the Arab border town of Rabia.
This is the headquarters of the terrorists. This village, they're all terrorists.
Since the August truck bombings, the administration in Iraqi Kurdistan has dug trench-like fortifications around the Yazidi villages in Sinjar and deployed an additional 600 militiamen to protect them. But that's done little to alleviate fears among Yazidis, a long-persecuted religious minority of some 600,000 people. Their spiritual leader is a bearded 74-year-old cleric named Baba Sheikh.
If they continue attacking us like that, if they repeat these attacks two or three more times, they will finish us.
20-year-old Yazidi Hudayda Khalid was playing soccer with his brothers when the first bomb went off. He sprinted home but says he couldn't find his house because it had been flattened.
Luckily, I could recognize the bodies of my family members. Otherwise, I would have not recognized my house.
That day, Khalid says he lost his mother, father, and 18 other relatives. Today, packs of stray dogs run through the vacant dirt field that used to be the center of Tel Azer. Authorities filled in the crater and bulldozed much of the wreckage, but the blast also damaged houses three-quarters of a mile away. Now some residents, like 85-year-old Gaure Halaf, live in government-supplied tents on the edge of the village. "I won't last more than 10 days living in this tent," says Gaure, who's still recovering from shrapnel wounds to her shoulder. "I'm old and sick, and winter is coming," she adds. "I'm sure I won't survive." The Iraqi government paid compensation to many of the survivors here and distributed some food and mattresses, but no money has been given for reconstruction. Some in the village say they've gone more than a month without electricity. A visiting Yazidi lawmaker from Kurdistan named Maryam Baba Sheikh expresses outrage at the government's response.
"No one did this, anything, I know. Not the central government, not the Kurdish government."
The Yazidi religion teaches its followers that over the centuries, there have been 72 campaigns by outsiders to wipe out the Yazidis. In keeping with oral traditions, Yazidi singers have composed new, haunting ballads to remember this most recent attempt
to destroy their ancient community. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tel Azair, Iraq.
You can watch videos of the Yazidis singing traditional mourning music at npr.org.
ونزال بين بشيها فسالي حتى بيدي بردي ورايا